17-year-old Charlene Shugak was found dead in an Anchorage park on Monday. Hers was the third body to be discovered in city public places in as many weeks. Anchorage police say the girl had been reported missing by her mother earlier this month. Shugak was found lying face down near a ballpark fence. Authorities are waiting for toxicology test results, as an autopsy shows no indication of physical causes for her death. APD spokesman Lieutenant Dave Parker.
There was no indication that she was anything but intentionally missing from her home.
Shugak was not homeless. Police describe her as a runaway. The West High School junior had recently dropped out of school. A yearbook photo of Shugak shows a dark-haired young girl staring past the camera, unsmiling, feigning a bored look that fails to hide her dimples. Two other people met their deaths on Anchorage streets since late March. A woman, 53-year-old Florence Clark, was found in a downtown park surrounded by empty liquor bottles, her death attributed to alcohol and exposure. Days later, a homeless man crawled into a shopping mall dumpster and was crushed to death when a trash compactor went into play. Paul Brown was 55 years old. He lived on the streets, police say. The fourth victim, discovered on Tuesday, was found in a baseball team dugout. Anchorage police have yet to publicly identify him, although they do know his address. The man, around 30 years old, was found with an empty half-gallon jug of liquor beside him. He was discovered by baseball team officials making a spring check on Mulcahy Stadium ball field.
We're investigating them, obviously, each one individually. That's important because there's no common thread other than the individuals have all passed away outdoors.
Diane Engle heads Anchorage's homeless leadership team. Engle is also director of the city's Health and Human Services Department. She says team members and police officers are attempting to reach the city's homeless population at shelters where they gather.
We've been working on cold weather policies. Just in response to the recent deaths, we'll be going to Bean's Cafe and getting some information out to residents there about hypothermia, why this is a dangerous time of the year, especially dangerous time because the daytime can be so deceptively nice, and then in the evening it gets much colder. People aren't prepared.
Engle says there is no easy solution to the problem of homelessness.
Anytime a person dies on the street, it's a very unfortunate and tragic event. I think this happens all over the country, but I think that Anchorage is trying to be a leader in moving forward and protecting all of our citizens, even our most vulnerable.
The latest victim found this year brings to 18 the number of homeless found dead on city streets since May of 2009. Police spokesman Parker says the deaths are not related, but all of them are tied to a lifestyle that is not healthy.
Last year, the common thread was, except in one case, I believe, there was the alcohol involved and the street lifestyle. And, of course, we understand that's not conducive to good health and long life. It's just the way it is. The homeless issue is much larger than just these particular deaths, however. This is simply indicative of a larger problem.
Just as geese were returning and green grass was making a spring comeback, an unexpected April blizzard has wrapped Anchorage in a soggy blanket of wet snow, adding another hazard to life on the streets. I'm Ellen Lockyer.